You're listening to the Screaming Pods Network.
Hello there, and welcome to this little Kino bonus episode of Just the Dis. My name's Brian Sauer. This is my podcast about Blu-rays. I've got three 80s movies to talk about today. And by the way, I do love the trend that is going on with Kino Lorber Studio Classics, where they're putting out a lot of 80s stuff, and they're starting to reach into the Touchstone and Hollywood Pictures bag. I've mentioned this before, and that this is an exciting development for sure. My first movie is a Touchstone movie. It is Grey's Anatomy from 1989.
Tell me, Joe or Joseph, why do you want to be a doctor?
That's easy. I want to help people.
Your father's a fisherman. In other words, he catches fish.
Yeah.
What kind of fish?
Mackerel.
If you were forced to pick a specialty at this very moment, right off the top of your head, what would it be?
Gynecology.
Let's imagine that you're not Joe Slovac, that you're one of Joe Slovac's college professors, and that you've come here to convince me to accept Joe into this program. What do you have to say on Joe's behalf?
Joe is the most brilliant student I've ever had the opportunity to teach. You know, I really didn't teach Joe anything. He taught me everything I know.
Come on, Joe. You can be honest with me. Why do you want to be a doctor?
Well, I want to make lots of money.
So the back says, it takes hard work, discipline, and commitment to get through med school. Matthew Modine stars as Joe Slovac, a brilliant first-year med student whose casual, non-conforming approach to life gets tested when he enrolls in Grey's Anatomy, the toughest course in med school. Joe's freewheeling, independent style creates funny moments in the classroom, but puts him at odds with his demanding professor, played by Christine Lottie, a great actress, who questions whether her class rebel has what it takes to be a doctor.
Hey, you know what? Never did figure out what was under old Harry's stitches.
Joe, we're not supposed to do that yet.
Five people cannot fit around one tiny area. I spent all last week looking at the top of Miles' head and his lovely hairdo. It's very interesting.
You make us look like assholes, Slovac.
Miles, God made you look like an asshole. I just want to find out what's under Harry's incision.
Joe.
Yes, Laurie.
I think what she wanted to tell you is that I'm standing right next to you. Was that it, Ms. Rohrbach?
That's it.
Mr. Slovac, is it clear to you that the strict policy of this class is to confine your work to the assigned part of the body and to help one another identify the systems in that section only?
Yes.
Then I'm confused.
I got bored.
Bored?
Yes.
I told him not to do it, Dr. Woodruff.
Huh. Okay. Mr. Slovac. Something funny?
No. Just.
Give me examples of what the internal thoracic artery supply before its terminal branches.
How many examples?
Oral quizzing makes up 20% of your lab grade. Can you give me the examples?
The internal thoracic artery.
So you can't, right?
No.
I see. Do you think you'll be able to give me these examples tomorrow?
I bet my life on it.
Okay. How about you, Ms. Rohrbach? Would you bet your life on it?
Yes, I think you'll be able to answer.
Well, good. So we're all willing to bet our lives on Mr. Slovac's knowledge. Tomorrow, every member of this group will be graded according to Mr. Slovac's response.
On top of that, Joe falls in love with his no-nonsense lab partner, Daphne Zuniga, who won't let anything, especially romance, interfere with her plans. And while Joe's never done anything by the book, he proves he does have what it takes to succeed without changing his ways. Todd Field, filmmaker and actor, notably in Eyes Wide Shut, and director of Little Children and In the Bedroom, co-stars in this romantic drama wonderfully directed by cult filmmaker Tom Eberhardt, who did such films as Night of the Comet and the lesser-known but very cool Soul Survivor, as well as one called The Night Before with Keanu Reeves and Lori Loughlin. And he also did one called Without a Clue with Michael Caine and Ben Kingsley, sort of a drunk Sherlock Holmes story where Dr. Watson is the actual brains. Anyway, I like Tom Eberhardt. So Gross Anatomy, this is a neat one. And I think I just have an affection for Matthew Modine as an actor. I'm trying to remember if this might have even been the first film that I saw him in. I remember there was I wouldn't call it a rash of medical films in the 80s, but the first one that comes to mind is one called Bad Medicine from 1985 with Steve Guttenberg and Julie Haggerty. I think that is more trying to take off on Guttenberg's Police Academy persona, so they're trying to do sort of a wacky Police Academy medical school.
Welcome to the worst medical school on Earth, where the student body is in critical condition, and the faculty is losing its faculties.
You dare to bring a gun into my house? You kill me, I'll kill you right back.
If they can learn the language and survive the lunch,
these grasshoppers are very tasty,
they might get to practice medicine. Bad medicine.
The secret is in the sauce.
Rated PG-13.
And this is a bit more dramatic and a bit less goofy, though it does have a decent amount of comedy in it too. But yeah, Modine, I think I might have seen him first in this and then Full Metal Jacket, and obviously everybody remembers him from that film. He's incredible in that film, but I just think he's a really special actor, a guy who just has this non-generic sense of himself, and I don't know, he's just more believable and relatable than the lion's share of actors from this period. And I'm not saying they're bad, I love a lot of them, but he just cuts through somehow. You know, a movie like Birdie, for example, he's just really effective, you know, and I don't know. So anyway, he's a draw for me for sure, and Daphne Zuniga is definitely a draw as well. I may or may not have talked about my love for Modern Girls on this show. It is one of my favorite movies, and one that has really, really grown on me over the past, you know, 10 years or so. And since the Blu-ray, also from Kino, had come out, I've watched it a bunch and come to appreciate it more and come to appreciate her more. But she's obviously great in things like The Sure Thing. And I mean, a lot of people remember her from Spaceballs, and she's very good in that as well. But she definitely elevates this movie. And I feel like between her and Modine, it becomes much more interesting and memorable than it could be.
You following me?
Well, I have to. You see, I've told everybody I know we're dating. So, you see, I have to be seen with you outside of class or they'll think I'm lying. We are going to date, aren't we?
The expression about hell freezing over mean anything to you?
You must have been an English major.
Double major. English and pre-med.
Oh, I was a double major too. Pre-med at Woodshop. Wearing you down, huh?
Yeah, like a virus. You know, we're doing a study session for midterm. Miles is organizing it. Oh yes, I forgot. You're the one who doesn't study.
Oh, I study all right. I have my own system, the bold type method. See, you only have to study the stuff that's written in bold type because that's 90% of what they test you on. So you want to go out tonight?
I have to do research on my embryology project, which means I'm doing cell bio for dinner, which means I have to run fast. Have a nice day.
I hate jogging. I hate it. Now, if she could only see me play basketball, that's my game. See me run up and make a layup, that's the thing.
But I mean, I'll give Tom Eberhardt some credit too, certainly, as he is a filmmaker that I feel like does some solid stuff and some movies that are kind of like favorites of mine, especially Night of the Comet. Anyway, and Christine Lottie, very underrated actor, just really, really good as the sort of mentoring medical professor in this movie. Really solid. But this is got an audio commentary from Tom Eberhardt, which was really cool to hear. I actually like all his commentaries. I highly recommend his commentary on Night of the Comet. It's great. He's just seems like sort of an independent, spirited kind of guy. And so it's always fascinating to hear his take on the filmmaking process and working with studios and how he navigates that and whatnot. So anyway, solid movie. There was a Blu-ray of this from, I want to say like Mill Creek, but it was bare bones. It's great to have this in sort of a more collector's edition form with this commentary track. So definitely worth a pickup. Gross Anatomy. Next up, I've got one of two films from a director named Jim Kauf that I know the first one and I didn't know the second one, but I do think it's interesting when Kino decides to put out movies in pairs or in threes from a certain director, give a little spotlight like that. I think that's interesting. So this one is called Disorganized Crime, and it's also from 1989.
From Touchstone Pictures, when four crooks from the city try to rob one bank in the country while being chased by two cops from New Jersey.
Give me clothes! Give me clothes!
Things could get a little disorganized.
This is no time to be self-conscious.
It's Corbin Burnson, Reuben Blades, Fred Gwynn, Ed O'Neill, and Lou Diamond Phillips in a comedy about crime.
We got him!
We got him!
We lost him!
We found him!
I'm gonna kill him!
Nothing like working with the best.
Disorganized Crime, rated R, starts Friday at a theater near you.
So Jim Kauf, really interesting as a writer. Just reading the back of the Blu-ray for Disorganized Crime, which says, from Jim Kauf, the writer of Stakeout, Up the Creek, Rush Hour, and National Treasure, comes this heist comedy about five crooks without a plan and two cops without a clue, starring Lou Diamond Phillips, Ed O'Neill, Corbin Burnson, Fred Gwynn, Hoyt Axton, Reuben Blades, Daniel Roebuck, and William Russ. A gang of not-so-professional criminals have everything it takes to rob a bank, except their leader, their getaway car, and an actual plan. On their tail are two cops who are actually dumber than the criminals. By the time the gang hits the bank vault, it's a safe bet there's going to be organized insanity and disorganized crime. This hilarious hit delivers an arresting combination of action, suspense, and comedy, written and directed by Jim Kauf. So yeah, in addition to those screenplays I mentioned, he also wrote The Boogans, he wrote Wacko, Class, he wrote Secret Admirer, I really like that movie, and Snow Dogs. Anyway, I like when a writer, director has actually written a bunch of movies that I know, and I just didn't even realize that was the case. So this is a pretty dumb comedy, but it's a lot of fun, and the cast definitely makes it worthwhile, as far as I'm concerned. I remembered this one from my VHS days when I was working in the video stores circa the early 90s. This was a relatively new title, so it was still getting some rentals, and Corbin Burnson was still riding the popularity of LA Law and Major League and whatnot. So definitely fun to have him as sort of the leader of this inept gang. But it's very kind of screwball, you know, because like the back says, you've got criminals that don't know what they're doing and two cops played wonderfully by Ed O'Neill and Daniel Roebuck. I like both those actors a lot. I was a huge, huge Married with Children fan. Watched the crap out of it when I was in high school because it was on in syndication, so it was on every day. So it was like you just couldn't get enough of it if you were me anyway. And you had a crush on Christina Applegate and just thought Ed O'Neill was hilarious, and he is. And it's been wonderful to see his sort of resurgence with a show like Modern Family, where he's one of the centerpiece actors of the show, and he's just outstanding and very funny still. Anyway, he and Daniel Roebuck, who's another actor that I really like, who is in Dudes and River's Edge, most notably, just an odd actor who can play comedy pretty well, and they play off each other really well. So those two are great as the quote-unquote foils of the criminals in this movie. They're in, I think it's like Western Montana, and Corbin Burnson and his gang are like hiding out after a series of bank robberies in Newark, New Jersey, and his gang consists of Fred Gwynn, who we all remember from The Munsters, and then Lou Diamond Phillips, and Reuben Blades, and William Russ, and They're a goofy, fun group. I just love Fred Gwynn for some reason. I don't know what it is about him. I wish he'd done more movie acting. I mean, he certainly did his fair share. Everybody remembers him from Pet Sematary and whatnot, but I just like him in comedies, you know. Hoyt Axton, the dad from Gremlins, plays a sheriff in this movie. That's kind of cool as well. But anyway, just a goofy screwball heist movie, and I like both crime and screwball, so it's a nice combo. Not high art, but entertaining and enjoyable. This one has a couple features on it, which are cool. One is an audio commentary with writer-director Jim Kauf and producer Lynn Kauf. Good track. Neat to hear him talk about, you know, his history and the process of making this one. There's also an interview with actor Daniel Roebuck, and I'm a big fan of him. If you get a chance, check out his interview on the Dudes Blu-ray. He's just a very, you know, fun, offbeat kind of dude, and I think very funny in an interview. Doesn't take himself too seriously, which I like. So anyway, that's solid. That is Disorganized Crime from 1989. And lastly, we have one more film from Jim Kauf, and it is called Miracles, and it's from 1986.
Roger and Jean have a problem. After only 12 hours of blissful divorce, they can't stop running into each other.
Are you all right? Jean.
Roger.
You're down there. Help!
Oh, really?
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
In the next 2 days, they'll have an adventure of a lifetime.
Where the hell would you be if you didn't have that gun? Answer me that, huh? With this.
That they may or may not survive. They're going to be kidnapped. Tied up. Ow! Shot at. Hijacked. Left for dead.
Roger, look.
They're vultures. They won't eat you out of professional courtesy.
Banged up. Swept away.
This is the last damn straw.
Marooned. Lost in the jungle. Yeah. Busted out of jail.
Duck! Duck?
Stoned. And cursed. Roger and Jean. Their marriage never had a prayer. And it's going to take a miracle to save their divorce.
I think I have the hang of it now.
Miracles.
The back says, from Jim Kauf, the writer of Stakeout, Up the Creek, Rush Hour, and The Hidden. Oh, I missed that, that he wrote that. Comes this action-filled romantic comedy about a married couple on the run. Gene, Terry Garr, and Roger, Tom Conti, decide to divorce after 10 years, but 12 hours later, they are together again by accident. Their cars collide, swerving to miss Juan, the jaywalking jewel thief. This is Paul Rodriguez plays him, who decides to cash in on the crash. The ex-couple are kidnapped, shot at, cast adrift, mistaken for smugglers, and even survive a plane crash. But the toughest torture these two endure is being trapped together. Miracles is a frantic flurry of hilarious and miraculous mishaps, stylishly directed by Jim Kauf, making his directorial debut, co-starring Christopher Lloyd and Charles Rocket. So this one, I had definitely seen the VHS cover, but I had never seen the movie, and it's a fun, you know, another sort of goofy comedy that really gets by a lot for me on Terry Garr, who's among my favorite 80s actresses without question. I think she is absolutely adorable and has a charm that is pretty stunning, and I've always had sort of a crush on her too. So she's really great and incredibly funny, just a great comedian with remarkable timing, and I don't know, I feel like she's a bit underrated personally. But anyway, Tom Conti, an actor I think is interesting, memorable is not the right word. He's one that didn't do a ton of movies that I'm familiar with. I've seen a few, and he's a little different. Why do I think of Dudley Moore? Dudley Moore isn't who I should be thinking of with him, but there's something about, because he's not as quite as comedic as that. But anyway, I like Paul Rodriguez during this period. He's got a lot of energy and is very silly. But yeah, I mean, it's sort of a classic screwball setup, you know, people divorced keep getting shoved into situations with each other and, you know, kind of end up realizing they still care about each other, that sort of story. But there's just a lot of zany mishaps in this movie, you know? There's this whole thing with this jungle tribe that's sort of set up at the beginning that kind of pays off at the end. Yeah, there's just a lot of wackiness. This one is an Orion Pictures release, which is another company that I enjoyed the output from in the late 80s and early 90s. And their stuff is certainly, as it's part of the MGM library, come up through other labels like Shout Factory and I feel like Twilight Time, maybe. Yeah, definitely some Twilight Time too. But yeah, Kino's done a ton of Orion stuff, but you know, it was just a specific, you know, studio imprint at the time that there was a lot of comedies, and I just have fond memories of a lot of them. I have fond memories of seeing that logo before a lot of movies. Anyway, this one was a fun discovery, if you will, you know, a movie that I'd never seen as much as I'd seen the cover. It's basically a picture of Terry Garr and Tom Conti in the desert. There's a plane crashed in the background. He's got like a shirt tied to his head. She's like got her hand up like she's looking off, blocking the sun. I just remember seeing that cover a bunch, and I don't know why I never checked it out until this point, but it was interesting again to see two films from Jim Kauf in the same week. I want to check out some of his other work that I'm not as familiar with, although I was surprisingly already aware of a ton of stuff that he's written and enjoy a ton of stuff that he's written. So anyway, this disc also has an audio commentary from writer-director Jim Kauf and associate producer Lynn Kauf. Another good track. I love it when they involve the filmmakers. Those are typically the best commentaries as far as I'm concerned, over actor commentaries or most film scholar commentaries, although it kind of depends, you know, on the film scholar and their approach. Is it wall-to-wall? Is it more personal? Those are a crapshoot, but the director always has something interesting to say, usually. Not always. Anyway, interesting film. So that's three from the 80s for you to check out from the good folks at Kino Lorber Studio Classics. They've done a ton of 90s stuff as well, which I need to delve into at some point here. But with the Touchstone and Hollywood Pictures stuff being slated more and more, I just saw Cabin Boy is coming out. Really excited about that one. I'm sure there'll be a lot more cool titles to talk about from them. Not that there's ever been any shortage of that from what they've been putting out. But anyway, if you're an 80s fan, these are some slightly more off the beaten path 80s movies, although a lot of people know Gross Anatomy, but definitely worth a look, worth a pickup. Watch for a sale, which they've been having quite frequently. So that is it for this episode. Have a lovely and Blu-ray filled week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye bye.